I'm POS, a rapper in Doomtree.
Hey, I'm Paper Tiger from Doomtree.
My name is Dessa.
My name is Cecil Otter.
Guten Tag, I'm Sims.
This is Mike McLaughlin.
Ich sitze jetzt mit Doomtree vor dem Ampere in München. Wir von PULS präsentieren das Konzert heute Abend und wir haben uns rausgesetzt in der Nähe vom Bach, weil es ziemlich, ziemlich heiß ist. Ihr Album, the most recent album, is called All Hands. And on the cover one can see a ship in a bottle, and that's on fire. So I imagined All Hands would be quite like an all hands on deck kind of thing. And it's very urgent and it's very explosive.
I feel like our last record was called No Kings, and that was more of like a call to arms. And this one is more urgent, you know, to that actual battlefront, I guess. I don't know, it sounds pretty... Yeah, that's what came out when we all got together. It was with the music as well. You know, that we get the music first and we'll write together. But I feel like that's just what came out. That's what was happening in our lives. It was kind of an urgent thing for us to get together and make the record.
You've just mentioned the former album, No Kings. And I just visited your sound check. So I saw you actually still got a banner on stage with the symbol for that album. Like it's a crown and it's crossed out. Yeah. So what does it mean? What is the deeper implication?
That's something Cecil has been drawing for 15, 20 years. Lots of like kind of breaking into our personal independence, not just as a crew, but as solo MCs and people trying to, you know, make moves in the big world. And I think for me, No Kings is the same as saying everybody's a king. Don't let anybody act like they're in a higher position than you.
Also, the whole idea of No Kings, actually, to me, is quite the opposite of many mainstream hip-hop acts. Do you feel you are an opposite thing to the mainstream hip-hop? Is it something you would like to be?
I think that we approach our lives and our goals as people maybe differently than some of the ideals of mainstream rap. Right now, people seem to enjoy songs about money and whatever, and that's just stuff that I think that ties us together is that we're not interested in making that stuff.
I think that sometimes and oftentimes we set out to make mainstream music and it's just not how we make music. Like on accident, we'll pick a beat that we think is hot and we'll move asses in the club and whatever. But just like the whole vibe is, like Sims was saying, it's just not really easy.
Also on the album, there's a song called My Own Nation. And to me, it sums up a lot of your work in the sense of, it seems to be a lot of reclaiming and taking back what used to be once on, or maybe not once on, but should be.
Yeah, I think you're dead on, you know, like, whereas No Kings maybe set out to define what we were disinterested in, I think there is sort of like a positive push on the what we're trying to create instead of the institutions that are unappetizing, you know. So in this, on that song, there is this idea of like a self-sovereignty, of making and living by one's own rules, and about resisting pre-existing code that says this is how you have to live to be a human being on the planet, this is what it has to look like, and saying I'll figure out my own way to get through this next 75 years, you know.
Do we need some destruction to actually achieve new goals?
I don't think physically. I think it's an emotional and mental process. You have to tear down some of the constructs that you build yourself and that are built for you as part of your identity from being a child and entering into society. Maybe that's through school or that's through different social interactions or watching television or whatever it is. Implicitly or not, we all sort of agreed to a value system, and I think it's about tearing down the construct of what that is and what it means to be alive and what it means to be successful and what it means to be happy and all those things.
Is there anything specific coming to your mind? I mean, that's very personal stuff. There must be some inspiration.
I suppose for me it's a bit about money. And I struggle with caring about it and then not caring about it and then caring about it and then not caring about it. You find that when you have none of it, all of a sudden you start caring about it again. And then working so hard for things and just expansion of the collection of things that you gather.
What is it supposed to look like to be an adult? Like when I was 10, like that sound was very much associated with like high heels on wood floors. Like that was what an adult woman sounded like when she walked around. What does it mean to be in love? What does it mean to be a woman?
I think all of that also goes for institutions. You know, a lot of people have already spent tons of money on their third year of college before they realized that they didn't want to go to college in the first place. But that all through high school, it was, I'm going to high school so I can get ready for college. You know, and a lot of people learn that too late. You know, I feel like all of us included, we kind of were doing our thing through high school and kind of kept on moving and rolling, and then a few years out of high school, that's when you're like, wait, you get to decide what you do from here. And I think that that's something that personally I try to get across as much as I can.
There is a line on the album, Bernie Goetz. That name actually has a huge influence, like, in history. Could you explain who that is?
He was a crazy old scared man in the super dangerous New York, when New York was terrifying for everyone. Before New York was, like, friendly and everybody could just go there. And he was afraid of getting mugged, and he bought a gun, and then got mugged on the subway and shot everybody to a little bit too much enjoyment, stirring controversy across the world. That's who that guy was.
But that was, if I'm correctly informed, back in the 80s, right? Is there a reason you went back in time? Because I do think there's so many crazy things happening right now.
Absolutely.
It was very interesting.
I think I was genuinely just thinking about that situation when I started writing it. And the idea of taking such a polarizing thing and then being a black guy and then talking about it from that perspective. Yeah, I don't know if people who listen to it heard it this way all the time, but the intention was to kind of diffuse it a little bit and flip it on its head a little bit. You know, being scared of white American people. There's all these new things that have happened. I want to draw on these new things. But I was just genuinely thinking about that situation and started writing before I, you know, fully fleshed it out and then wrote to finish the loop.
I was wondering how much nihilism there is in your music to a certain extent. I think it's even a bit mainstreamy now.
And that kind of speaks to how mainstream culture is just grabbing onto an aesthetic a lot more than they're actually thinking something. There's like a darker and kind of like the world is burning kind of vibe out there from a lot of people who are very much just kind of cashing on what it looks like. Especially myself, I'm trying to inject more bits of showing that I do care about things, because it's such a open wasteland of people who are proudly talking about how much they don't care about. And I think there's things worth caring about.
You've been listening to Pulse, and we are
Doomtree.
Doomtree.
Signing off. Pulse.